Yeah, no, back in the studio next week. And I also believe we've been given the green light.
Oh, clever.
To get guests back into the studio. And I'm very excited. We've got this guest next just coming in now on the phone. But I'd love to have her in the studio next week because I'd love for her to bring a dog in. She's got the world's cutest dog. Sonny.
Bring it in and leave it in here.
Yeah, just leave your dog. Look, Nath, it is Mental Health Week. I believe mental health and exercise come hand in hand. And to tell us a bit more, she's a friend of the show. She's a friend of ours. Please welcome at Body by Madison Coach. It's Maddie Horse.
Mads, welcome, Mads.
Good morning, guys. Thank you for having me.
No, it's been too long, Mads. It has been too long. How are things? How are you going? How is that little doggo of yours?
Speaking of, when you guys were just calling me, I was standing at the back door, wiping his dirty paws and his dirty face every single time he comes in the house. I'm going to get down on my knees and wipe his little black paws from all the dirt outside in the rain.
Maddie, Jimmy does the same thing to me every time I go outside. I have to come in.
Like compliant as Sunny, I just sit down and I say, give me a paw, and he just gives me his paw and I say, just French manicure today then.
No, Maddie, no, it's not like that. He goes, get away from me! And then he wheezes in the house.
Yeah, but he gives me a treat and it calms me all down. So
Maddie, you need to train that boy a little better.
Yeah, I might need you. We'll come into the studio next week, Mads, and you can help me train Nath. I do want to ask, Mads, mental health and exercise. I'm a big believer that they both go hand in hand, and it's part of the reason why I do love, you know, seeing you at CAGS Pilates, even though it's been a while. But remember, I broke my ribs, so I'll be back soon. how do you feel about mental health and exercise?
I'm exactly the same as you. They do go hand in hand. I've been a personal trainer and an online fitness coach for a while now, many years. And, everything that I've learned from every woman that I've worked with or all the men that I've worked with at KX Pilates as well is that they always walk in feeling a certain way and then they'll always walk out feeling on top of the world. So, yeah, it's
Mads, what important. Why does physical activity and physical health, why does that improve your mental health? How can it help?
Yeah, so I definitely wanted to talk a little bit today about physical activity and the brain. So let's just forget all about physical activity and your physique and, improving how you look. Let's talk about how it affects the brain, which is obviously our mental health. So there are immediate effects of physical activity. So as soon as you start exercising, you are going to feel better. It's a mood booster. The reason is the body recognizes exercise as stress. Now, stress is not always a bad thing. Sometimes stress can help you in a really good way in life. So it recognizes exercise as stress, and then it releases those feel-good hormones. So dopamine, endorphins. It's also going to immediately sharpen your focus. So students, if you're feeling like you can't focus, go out and do 30 minutes of exercise, come back. I promise your focus will be a lot sharper. It even totally increases your reflexes. So you're going to be faster at catching a ball or catching a vodka cruiser that's been thrown from the kitchen, you know. And then, of course, we've got the long-lasting effects of exercise. We know that exercise actually produces brand new brain cells in the hippocampus area of your brain, which is like at the base of your brain, and that improves long-term memory. It's been proven now to improve your long-term focus and to actually protect your brain from disease in the future. So if you think of your brain like your bicep muscle, okay, it's an actual muscle that you can strengthen to protect it in the future from disease. So if you just get outside or get to the gym for 3 to 4 times a week, get your heart rate up, you're going to feel those immediate and those long-lasting effects. And I guess I just wanted to say you don't have to have a gym membership. You don't have to get to the gym. If that intimidates you, if that's not where you feel comfortable, then do what I do and make a mess in the house all day and then 30 minutes before your partner comes home, run around trying to clean everything up.
Make it a challenge. Okay?
Yes. Yeah. Like every single day I do that, and sometimes I don't even need to exercise because I've worked up such a sweat power cleaning.
Mads, I love everything you said, and I agree with everything. The only one thing that I just maybe want to argue is your comparison of your bicep to your brain, because if my bicep is the size of my brain is a peanut, and Nace would have the largest brain in all of Hobart and Greater Tasmania. So,
Mads, as always, you're an absolute gem. We love you. That's fantastic advice. Looking after yourself physically, just as important as looking after yourself mentally. Sometimes the two are interlinked. Mads, we really do appreciate your time this morning. Have a fantastic weekend.
Thanks, guys. Have a good day.
Want more Jimmy and Nace? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.